Wednesday, October 24th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. The USDA says that net farm income is near a 15-year low made worse by tariffs. Costs are also going up, also in part due to tariffs. Tariffs will lower the value of what we sell and raise the price of inputs we buy. It's going to get better, though, right? Most farmers are looking for soybean prices to recover and the dip in net farm income to end. That wish would be the father to the thought. I expect very few think that net farm income will get worse than it is. Here's how that could happen. 2016 soybean production is currently estimated to be 4.69 billion bushels, and consumption is forecast at 4.268 billion. That is 422 million bushels difference. To reduce 2019 soybean production so that it matches consumption so that it does not add further to the 885 million bushel projected soybean carryover, it requires a reduction in harvested acres of 8 million acres of soybeans in 2019. Using this year's 53 bushel per acre divided by 422 million bushel, that's approximately 8 million acres. So we split those acres between corn and wheat. I modeled 5.5 million acres going to corn. Using this year's 180 bushels yield times 5.5 million more acres, that would boost corn production by nearly a billion bushel. El Nino conditions are returning. Both South America and the United States have a 70% chance of above trend line yields during El Ninos. We obviously need a real weather problem somewhere to improve the balance sheet. Instead, the El Nino is positive for yields. Brazil had 36% of their soybean crop planted, roughly twice their normal pace at a record. This will lead to an early harvest, which will feed China supply. It will also allow for the early planting of the second safrinha corn crop there. I would expect more acres of both soybeans and corn in South America. Again, the El Nino leans toward good yields and what could again be record production. They could produce a huge corn crop. To sum this up, it is possible to reduce U.S. soybean planted acreage by 8 million acres without reducing the soybean carryover, while adding corn acreage, producing nearly another billion bushels of corn to the supply side of that balance sheet. It would appear to us that we would need to have our 2019 corn price before the Brazilian corn crop is made this winter. If they come with a record corn crop, given the additional shift to more corn acres here, the corn market could be in big trouble. Instead of the soybean market recovering like farmers think, the corn market may join the soybean market in the tank. Farmers will be optimistic for 2019. My math shows how they could be wrong. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. As bad as net farm income is, one would think that there would be pressure on input prices, giving some relief on the cost side of production. Not so. At least not yet. Industrial companies such as CAT say that they will raise prices to compensate for higher material costs, in part resulting from tariffs. Good for them. They have the ability to increase prices. Farmers are unable to pass along higher costs as wholesale producers. Net farm income may well decline further until farmers are forced to reduce acreage or modify inputs such as fertilizer use. Farm labor costs will rise, so will interest costs and fuel costs. The tax cuts get watered down going to farmers as they need income to pay taxes on before lower income tax rates benefit them. Farm income has reportedly dropped to its lowest level in 15 years. Further reductions in farmland cash rents are reluctant at this point. There were generally good yields. Farmers will collect Trump tariff vote buying compensation. And the timing was off as to the recognition of reduced revenue relative to when rents are typically negotiated. Rents tend to follow revenues and will also follow weakness in farmland values. List price seed costs have not changed much, but tougher negotiation can get a better deal if the volume is there. Maybe it is a bit surprising, but fertilizer prices are higher than a year ago. One had the impression that with so much new end production capacity from new production plants in the United States, that fertilizer prices would decline. It's not only N, but P and K prices that are strong too. First off, soybean acreage could be down sharply next year if current market prices persist, which will mean that there will be an acreage shift to corn and wheat, both of which are more fertilizer intensive, particularly relative to N. Low prices cure low prices. Part of that cure is an eventual reduction in overall planted acreage. Then there will be pressure in input costs. The bottom line for 2019 is that despite poor to negative margins, there's not much of any help coming from the cost side. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.